proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have an exciting teaching for you today. We're teaching on revelation of royalty. You see, when you and I get born again, if you're born again, you're born by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God. So the same thing God has in Him, now you have in you, the same nature. Now that nature is the nature of a king, it's royalty. So now the Holy Spirit comes to teach us how to walk in that new nature, how to walk in that royalty. So we now have become a race of kings. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. It's an exciting teaching. It's called Revelation of Royalty. Let's go into it. God has called us and given us a divine nature so that we can represent Him. Represent Him. Now, represent. Represent. We got to represent Him. So that's what you and I are going to come here to do. Now, for this, what we're doing now is coming into a place where we're finding out if we're going to do this, we're going to have to act like God. Now, let me tell you something. This is not an intellectual message. This is not, don't be trying to reason this out. You can't read this out. I mean, I can give you something, but the Spirit of God's going to have to give it to you because the things of God can't be taught. They got to be caught. Now, you follow what I'm saying? I'm saying in the natural. You can't teach this. You can't get this downtown at the local whatever because it doesn't come that way. It comes by revelation knowledge. And revelation knowledge is a higher degree of knowledge than natural knowledge. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. This is me now, and I'm going to say it. I didn't get the Joseph School of Business from information. Now, you follow what I'm saying? I'm saying there is a revelation that's needed to take us beyond where we are right now. That, think about it, if you're down in information, you're down there with the devil. And he knows more about information than you do. And the only way you're going to get the body of Christ forward is you're going to have revelation. Because that is up above him. Say amen to that. The Bible talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that if the devil had known what he was doing with Jesus when he crucified him, he never would have crucified him. And the reason why he didn't know it is because Jesus wasn't operating on information. He wasn't operating on anything you could reason out. If you could reason out God, you could get to God without Christ. You can't reason him out. And what we need to do is we need to stop this. Thank God for education. But education is just the beginning. If you're not spiritually educated, then you are still right there in the reason area and you can't go any further. I just got a new tape on George Washington Carver, the History Channel had a whole presentation on him, and they were showing him how he went out because he came to Tuskegee and they didn't even have a laboratory for him, let alone laboratory utensils. So he went out and got an old piece of baling wire here and got an old piece of glass here, so forth, and began to invent. God began to show him things. Now, I'm just telling you, none of that was cause of reason. What was his desire? His desire was to relieve the economic oppression of the South. Now, you follow what I'm saying? I'm just saying, hey, a desire that I have is to relieve suffering from human beings all over the world. If we can not only get them saved, but get them into something that would produce income, produce jobs, produce legacies, produce so and so. That's revelation. And a lot of God's people, because God has given you gifts in your own areas. You know, the reason why he gave you that area is because you're supposed to dominate. The reason why he put you in that neighborhood is because you're supposed to own it. The reason why he put you, come on, in this city, you don't need to go to another city. You can be a millionaire right in the city that you're in. Say amen to that. I'm talking about people go to places, well, that's a small town. I can't have a church, but so big in there. Oh, you kidding me? I've seen guys that have gone to a small place, and the next thing, their church outgrows the town. Why? Because God knows why he placed you in a place. But he's going to use you to demonstrate and represent him. And that's what you and I have got to do, folks. What we got to do is we got to stop this thing. Now, I'm telling you that because the church has been full of organized intellectualism. And what we got to do is go further than that. The natural mind is fine. Don't check your mind at the door. Bring your mind on in here. But the point of it is if you want to go further, you got to get it from God. Say amen to this. Are you following what I'm saying here? So this piece that I'm introducing now, I am not anti-this because we give students awards for graduating in schools and so forth and so on. But that's why I believe in the last days that the Christian schools or Christian education or something, because it integrates everything with Christ. Are you following what I'm saying? Now you're exposed to revelation knowledge. Glory to God. Folks, we need to go further. The world is in a mess. They don't know what to do about gas crisis. They don't know what to do about health care. They don't know what to do. And what they're doing is they're thinking of their solutions. And I'm telling you right now, it's the wisdom of men. It is earthly, it's sensual, and it's devilish. But if he can just raise up some believers that can think like he thinks, come on now, we can come up with something. Praise God in heaven. All right, now, so let's do something here, because I got to shift your thinking. We got to shift our thinking in this thing, and we're in the process of doing that now. Go with me over to Genesis chapter 1, please. Genesis chapter 1. Look at verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Say created.
Created.
All right. Created doesn't mean he made something out of nothing. What it means is he made something out of something you couldn't see. Got it? And what you couldn't see was something called faith. It's the substance of things hoped for, come on, the evidence of things not seen. So God created the heaven and the earth out of faith. Verse 2, and the earth was without form and void, darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be what?
Light.
And what was there?
Light.
What was there?
Light.
So God said, light be, and light was. Are you with me? All right, let's go all the way over here to verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God said, underline God said, let us make man in our what? Image. Now that's the exact duplicate of kind. Let him make it like we are. And after our what? Likeness. Now, is God a creator?
Yes.
Then he created a creative being. We are creative beings. We can make something out of nothing. Nothing means nothing you can see. So we can make something out of nothing. And the way God did it is he spoke it. And when he spoke it, it came out. And what was in him that was unseen became seen. Say amen to this. All right, look what it said. After our likeness. Likeness means that we're going to operate just like God. And then he said, and let them have dominion. That means to rule it, to control it, to manage it. It means to own it. It means to have authority over it and take charge of it. Over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing, every what? creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God gave mankind dominion over all the earth. Are you with me? Stay with me now. Revelation of royalty. God gave mankind dominion over the whole earth. Now, God now blessed man in verse 28 and told him, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. So now in verse 7 of chapter 2, God goes a step further. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living, come on, soul. Man became a living what?
Soul.
Man became a living what?
Soul.
Now, that living soul, you could put, he became a speaking spirit. So when God breathed into man, he became a speaking spirit. Are y'all with me? So now God has this man who is a creative being who he's given charge over the whole earth, and now he's made him a speaking spirit. Now God, the Bible says in John chapter 4, 24, is a spirit. Now, he as a spirit spoke to this earth. And when he spoke it, the earth obeyed him. Natural things are controlled by the more powerful world of the spirit. All right? So now, here's Adam. He's got a body, he's got a mind, and he's got a spirit. Now, let's find out who Adam really is. Verse 18 said, it's not good that man should be alone. I'll make it for him a helpmeet for him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and fowl of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and to the fowls of the air, to every beast of the field. And for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him. Now understand, he's taking this thing further. He's moving it further. So he's not operating in information. He's operating in direct revelation. God is speaking directly to his spirit. Now we're about to find out how God can do that. Let's go over, if you will, and let's go over to 1 Corinthians and chapter 6. Verse 17. But he that is joined to the Lord is what?
One.
Not two. One. Let's go on down here to verse 19. What? I like that. What? Know ye not that your body is the what? Temple of the who? Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your what?
Own.
For you are bought with a who? Price. Therefore, glorify God where? In your body, keep going, and in your spirit, keep going, which are God's. Now, I want you to see something here. God, through the Apostle Paul, is providing the church with a revelation. He's providing the church with a revelation that there is a difference between your body and your spirit, that these are two different things, and your spirit is not your body, and your body is not your spirit, and these two are separate. Now, it's interesting what the scriptures bring out. Jesus said in John 6:63, the body profiteth nothing. All right? Now, I'm only saying you to this because without this revelation, we tend to look at Samson as one of these wrestlers on WWBB, whatever those things are. Okay? But he wasn't. There was nothing in here about Samson bulging muscles, because his strength was in the invisible. Now, this is what you got to see, because we have been operating so long out of the natural, out of the body. And the only thing we've heard in schools is body and soul. There is no school that you've heard some instructor talking about your spirit. If it is, point it out to me. The man knows something. Now, my point to you is there is a difference here. And that God has, when he was speaking and causing things to come out, causing order to come out of chaos, he was speaking out of his spirit. And everything else was obeying him. Are you following what I'm saying? So now he's made you and I like him. But when Adam fell, Adam lost a revelation of those two existing. And so now what happens with a fallen man, if you start talking about the spirit, then he kind of loses track. And so what happens is he ends up reasoning everything. And as long as you listen to reason, you better hear me now, derived from your senses or your natural processes, you will never believe the word of God. You will never walk by faith. You will not see faith triumphs, and you will never give God credit for anything. Now, I'm telling you, this thing that happened with this bank, God did it. I didn't do it, God did it. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying the devil never would have let us have that bank. Are you kidding me? It didn't come by information. God told my wife and I, told us to build this business, this Bible school before we even got started with the church. We incorporated, go back and look at it, we incorporated the Bible school. But where did it come from? Came from God. How about the business school? That came out of fasting and prayer and long fast, so forth. And I'm praying and meditating on Isaiah 48:17. I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, that teacheth thee to profit and leadeth thee by the way that thou should go. Whoa, all of a sudden, one day, boom, here comes the Joseph. I said, whoa. Now, it doesn't matter what it is. I'm just saying here that we're going to move this thing along because we got to advance the kingdom. We got to represent God. All right, now we're dealing with something now. Go with me now to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And look at verse 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 27. Let me tell you something, folks. The devil hates me. I'll tell you right up, straight up. He hates me, hates my guts. He hates my guts because I'm ripping folks out of his hands. He hates my guts. Watch this. He hates my guts because I don't have to bow down to any man. Come on. He hates my guts because I love everybody. I'm telling you, he hates you if you got revelation knowledge. He can't stand you. Why? Because you're about to move the church forward. Say amen to this. Folks, how long are we going to go around this mountain? How long are we going to have the same problems that we've been having since my grandmama and them had church? Say amen to this. Lord, the church ought to be in a place now that we are the money managers of the world. The church ought to be in a place now that we occupy the key positions in politics. The church ought to, I'm telling you, this is where we're supposed to be. But something ain't been preached. And I'm saying somebody gonna have to preach it. Somebody who can believe God for their own money. Cause say, he'll try to cut your money off, but he can't cut mine off because I ain't on his system. I'm on another system. All right, let's just look at this. Y'all still with me? Look at verse 27. Now, what am I doing? I'm building in a revelation of your spirit and your body being two different things. Because what has happened is we haven't dissociated that. And because we haven't, there's a place that you can't get to. So we're talking about, in this case, revelation of royalty. We got to reign in this earth. We got to do some things in this earth. Now listen at this. Look at verse 27. Now I know this is not a message for everybody. I know this is not a message for everybody. There are people that are broke and want to stay broke. And let me tell you something. I am am tired of trying to pull people into a place of blessing, into a place of peace and joy who don't want to go. If they want to stay back there, I'm going to let them stay back there. You know, even in times of slavery, there was always a slave that told a master when a slave break was going to take place. You know what I mean? There was always somebody who wasn't really for you. Say amen to that. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to preach it, whether they like it or not, in season and out of season, whether or not you come on now. And we're going to do this thing, because God's going to raise up some people. I ain't talking about no people with all this and all that and been to all the schools and everything. I'm talking about them people that ain't been to no school. I'm talking about them people who've been catching a bus most of their life. Say amen to that. I'm talking about people whose car won't hardly start out there now. That's who I'm talking about. God's going to take the foolish thing and he's going to confound the wise.
Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, that's called Revelation of Royalty. Now, one of the things that we're bringing out here is the fact that God is an originator, that God can take a life that has been ruined and destroyed, a person's life maybe that has been given over to some type of lifestyle that is not right in the eyes of God, and God can be able to reconstitute that person. Now, these teachings you need because they bring faith for these things to happen in your life. The address and phone number are on your screen. I want you to just order it right away. Call us, whatever have you. You see, when you see yourself as a king, as royalty, there are certain things in your life you will not accept. I'm telling you right now, and these teachings really bring you into that reality. Well, the address and phone number again are on your screen. I want you to order it right away. We'll send it right back out to you. Why? Because we love you. Praise the Lord. Well, this is Bill Winston saying that's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Once you received Jesus as the Lord of your life, you were engrafted into God's royal family. You are a child of the King, and the authority of the kingdom is within you. Before you can exercise your kingship, you must have a revelation of your royalty.
If you know your royalty, and you know how a king or royalty is supposed to act, it will affect your behavior.
In this new series by Dr. Bill Winston, you'll learn that you are a speaking spirit, and everything in the universe must adjust itself to accommodate the words you speak.
You got to believe that what you speak is going to come to pass. Say amen to that, and you will have what you say.
Order Revelation of Royalty Volume 2, There's a King in You, today, and Dr. Winston will explain why the church is designed to be the most powerful institution on this earth, why God created you to be a creative being, why you cannot rise any higher than your confession, and much more.
So now we're going to start talking to stuff. We're going to start talking out of our spirit, not out of our mind. We're going to get the word of God in here and speak it out. If he said, let the poor say I'm rich, start saying I'm rich.
To order your copy of Revelation of Royalty Volume 2, There's a King in You, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. As believers, it is important that we know who and what we are in Christ. These teachings are designed to reveal the true nature of the royalty that's on the inside of you. Make no mistake about it. There's a king in you. Order your copy of this powerful series, Revelation of Royalty, Volume 2, today. While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. Next week on The Believer's Walk of Faith.
The church is designed to be the most powerful institution that God has ever placed in this earth. The church is designed to manage all the resources of this earth. The church is designed to be the wealthiest entity in this earth.
Join us for the 2008 Chicago Faith Conference, September 7th through the 12th at Living Word Christian Center. Speakers include Kenneth Copeland.
Confess the sin of believing something other than God's Word. Confess the sin of not having more faith in His blood, not having more faith in His name, and receive your forgiveness and receive your cleansing. And I mean, you come out of there with both of your faith barrels ablazing. Hallelujah.
Gloria Copeland.
Legs be healed in Jesus' name. Kidneys, you be healed in the name of Jesus. All parts of our bodies, all of our organs heal in Jesus' name.
Dr. Jesse Duplantis.
That's the problem with preachers. They think God is telling them to pay for it. That's why you can't get the plane you want. That's why you can't get the house you want. That's why you can't build the church you want. Because you think you're going to pay for it. He ain't asking you to pay for it. He's asking you to believe for it.
Bishop Tudor Bismarck.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. I know I'm preaching right in somebody's house right now. You're so poor, you're so messed up, you're so hurt, you're so backward, you're so confused. Coming here, you're looking at your future, but you don't know how you're going to get there. The Lord sent me to tell you there's a breakthrough moment, that you are about to break every limit.
Dr. Creflo A. Dollar.
Whatever seeds you put in your ground, this is your ground. The kingdom of God is on the inside of a man. So whatever seeds you planted in your heart, that's what grows in your life. So if you're trying to get something to come up in your life, the only way you can get something to come in your life is you got to plant a word in your heart, and out of your heart flows the issues or the forces of life.
Dr. Fred K.C. Price.
God so loved the world that He gave. His love motivated Him to give. So therefore, love is the greatest motive. I ought to speak with tongues. I ought to operate in the gifts of the Spirit out of a motivation of love, not to show you how spiritual I am, but out of a motive of love. But watch this. Love is the greatest motivator, but faith is the greatest activator.
And yours truly, Dr. Bill Winston.
Faith got to be fed. It's hungry, just like you have to be fed every day. Your faith got to be fed every day. Faith is not something that you get faith today and don't need nothing else tomorrow. No, faith comes by what?
Hearing.
That hearing is a continuum. It means that you're going to have to hear till you leave here.
Musical artists include Adlin Cruz, Jonathan Butler, Vicky Yohe, Donald Lawrence and Company, and Walt Whitman and the Soul Children of Chicago. The 2008 Chicago Faith Conference, September 7th through the 12th at Living Word Christian Center. We'll see you there.